Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Liar's Poker, Rising Through the Wreckage on Wall Street by Michael Lewis, is a sharp and witty account of the author's personal experience as a bond salesman on Wall Street during the late 1980s. The book is renowned for its insider's perspective on the greed, ambition, and sheer audacity that defined Wall Street during this period. Michael Lewis chronicles his rise from a trainee to a key player at the now-defunct investment bank Salomon Brothers. The book goes beyond mere autobiography, providing critical insight into the mechanisms and madness of the financial markets during a pivotal time in financial history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the culture of Salomon Brothers in Liar's Poker. Michael Lewis paints a vivid picture of the corporate culture at Salomon Brothers, emphasizing a work environment laden with bravado, competition, and oftentimes ethical flexibility. Employees were encouraged to prioritize profit over and above all other considerations, a mentality that Lewis argues led to aggressive, sometimes questionable trading strategies. He describes a workplace where commandeering larger portions of money under management and executing bigger trades were the most applauded achievements, often leading to reckless behaviors. The narrative closely outlines how such a culture not only shaped the operations of Salomon Brothers, but also mirrored wider Wall Street attitudes of the 1980s. Secondly, the role of mortgages. A critical turning point in the book is the introduction and evolution of mortgage-backed securities in financial markets. Lewis details how these financial instruments revolutionized the bond market and set the stage for future financial crises. He explains the process through which mortgages were repackaged into bonds that could be sold and traded among investors, which was a novel concept at the time but has since become standard practice within the financial industry. Moreover, Lewis's discussion highlights the lack of oversight and understanding of these complex securities, marking a cautionary tale about innovation without regulation in financial markets. Thirdly, Liar's Poker Game, the phrase Liar's Poker, from which the book derives its title, refers to a bluffing game played by traders at Salomon Brothers. The game is symbolic of the deceptive and manipulative tactics that were commonplace on Wall Street. Lewis uses the game as a metaphor for the trading strategies and business dealings that defined his time at Salomon. Through his vivid recounting of the game, Lewis sheds light on the broader theme of deceit and the often illusionary nature of success within the financial industry, suggesting that success is as much about perception as it is about actual financial acumen. Fourthly, the fall of Salomon Brothers, a significant portion of Liar's Poker, is dedicated to the eventual decline and fall of Salomon Brothers. Michael Lewis chronicles the internal conflicts, the increasingly risky financial practices, and the regulatory oversights that led to the firm's downfall. His narrative provides insights into how short-term profitability can undermine the long-term viability of a financial institution. This segment of the book serves as a microcosm for the systemic fragility of the finance sector, where innovation is not paired with sufficient oversight, leading to significant vulnerabilities. Lastly, personal growth and ethics. Throughout Liar's Poker, Michael Lewis also delves into themes of personal growth and the ethical quandaries faced by individuals on Wall Street. The memoir not only tracks his evolution from an inexperienced salesperson to a significant player at Salomon Brothers, but also reflects on the moral considerations that often clash with corporate goals. Lewis confronts the reader with the constant choices between personal gain and ethical integrity, offering a human dimension to the workings of financial institutions. His introspective and often critical view of his actions and those of his colleagues adds depth to the narrative, encouraging readers to think about the ethical dimensions of their professional lives. In conclusion, Liar's Poker is recommended for anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of Wall Street, particularly during the tumultuous periods of the 1980s. It is especially useful for business students, financial professionals, and anyone intrigued by the ethical challenges within high-stakes environments. Michael Lewis's first-hand account offers valuable lessons on both the personal and organizational consequences of unchecked ambition. Reading this book provides not only historical insights, but also reflection on the human factors that drive financial markets, making it a timeless piece for understanding the complexity of our financial systems. If you would like to support Michael Lewis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.